Another great day for Bison girls track and field coach. Dutch Thorn invite, Aurora and McCook right there neck and neck, and 4 points difference. The Huskies 85-81, coach, but still you're right in the thick of things for a team title. Had a lot of good performances on the track and the field field events again on Thursday, didn't you?
Yeah, it's always great when you put everything together and you can actually come home with some hardware. And, I always say that's never our true intent. It's always to see what individuals and relays and people can do. But it's always nice when you have that ability to bring some hardware home. And it was a heck of a race between Aurora and us, and came, of course, down to the last event. And that's the way we like it.
Tell you, relays, I'm going to start first. That 4x8 relay, coach, gets below 10, I think, for the first time this year, close to it, and that's where you want them to be, isn't it?
Yes. When they ran that 9:55 yesterday, and I saw that, that's actually exciting for them. It's the first time we've put the four together that ran the relay last year at state, this year, yesterday in Gothenburg, and it was exciting to see them go under 10 at that 9:55. That replaces their relay last year at 10 or at 9:57 with their 9:55 time at number 10. And so now we just need to, they're just going to work their way on up that chart. Hopefully by the time we get to state, we'll see in the next couple weeks if we, keep that relay together or if we spread those people out during the day and let them compete in some individual events. And that's just a decision that Coach Peterman, our middle distance and distance coaches, is going to have to decide on. But it's exciting to see. It's Brecken Gale, Callie Crawford, Emma Kappel, and Paige Bortner. And so it's a good group. They work together well and obviously perform well.
You actually won two of the three relays, that 4x1, staying right there, 50.92 to win that one.
And that relay was super exciting yesterday when I saw that time, because we had to run an alternate on that relay, and put Briley Morgan in the second spot because we're kind of making sure that Aspen Hazlett is healthy for later on. And she filled in, and Layson Keller, Briley Morgan, Malia Hilker, and Paige Bortner still ran under 51. They ran a great time to win that relay. So that was exciting to see also.
Just finished out of the running that 4x4 at the end of the meet, but I know Ogallala with the kids they have, the Rasby girls and a few others, 4:05, they're pretty impressive too, aren't they?
Oh yeah, and we knew that they were going to be able to run pretty quick or close to us, and yesterday, weather with and that's never an excuse, but when you have a lot of wind and we have people that have competed in multiple events during the day, coming down to that relay, we just didn't run quite the time that we would have liked. When before we ran a 4:05 and then we come back with 4:12, we just got to figure out how to ensure that relay stays solid so that we have a great shot of getting in that mix when later on in this season, and hopefully get in the mix of scoring some points or getting a medal at state track. But yes, you can't discount Ogallala at all. The Rasby girls, when they moved in from Sutherland, transferred in from Sutherland, it's good to see them, because at least the oldest one had some injury problems over the last couple of years. So, when people are successful, we have to be happy for them, regardless of how we are. And we hope the same thing they think about us when we perform just a little bit better.
Paige Bortner ran her for the first time in the 200, and hey, performs well. Almost got under sub-27 to win that event.
Yeah, actually, yes, this was Paige's second time this year running that, and last week she ran just under 27. But with yesterday and everything, she ran well. She won the event, so we were excited to see that. And that's, decision's going to have to be made for Paige of what she is going to decide as we go through the next couple weeks when we eventually hit districts, because she obviously has the opportunity to run a bunch of different events on the track, and it will be exciting to see what she decides to choose.
And there's steady performers, Coach Emma Kappel in the mile. I know Jelly Walgren, I know the tough hurdle field as well. Those girls continue to post some good marks and times for you.
Oh, yeah, it's consistency for them especially. Emma in the mile she runs it every week. She runs on two of our relays, so she, when you're talking about a miler having another 800 to run early on and then coming back and running in that 4x4, it's sometimes is a lot, and she does a great job for us. She is consistent, being first or second at everything we go to. So it'll be exciting to see how she goes for the rest of the season. Jaylee, of course, in the hurdles, in the 100 and the 300 hurdles, you know, a fifth and a third, and then she comes back and she runs on our 4x4 as well at the end of the day, runs usually great splits, and then she high jumps for us, so she has a full day. It was exciting to see Malia Hilker, who is a senior in the 100, got third place for us, which was great. And then Sarah E. Barber made it into finals and placed seventh, so that was exciting. Malia also placed for us in the long jump, scored some of our points in the field event, so she is consistent as well. And so, you know, if we had some things moved around a little bit yesterday and had some people entered in maybe some of their more normal events, because then we also have that medley relay that they run at Gothenburg. And, you know, it's always fun to win that, and we ran a time, we won that and ran a time that I looked back kind of on the things over the last 5 or 6 years and ran about the fastest time anybody had ever ran. And on that relay, we ran our sprinters, Layson and Malia, and then we ran Briley in the 400. Layson and Malia ran 200s, and then Breck and Gale came back, which is one of our 4x8s, runs under 30 in the 800 and ran the 800. So that was a great relay for them. And, you know, they're a little bit different there. They score that relay with 12 points just to add a little fun to that. And it's nice when we have people that can run that and perform well.
We got to mention Lainey Henderson back in the pole vault going 10-6. And I know she's hoping to go a little further, maybe flirt a little bit close at 11 feet in the near future.
Yeah, I think it was a great recovery for Lainey, because, you know, she'd gone 10-6 at our meet, and then, you know, I don't know with any of the events and how anybody's feeling at any time, and, you know, she wasn't very happy at Broken Bow after she only went 9-4, and so a great rebound back to that 10-6. And, you know, she's always been consistent. When she was a sophomore here, she went 10-foot, and, you know, the sad thing when she was a sophomore competing, she couldn't even compete at districts, because we had three people that vaulted higher than that, so we had four people over 10-foot then, and now she's over 10-6, and so that's exciting for her. You know, she scored 8 of the 9 points we scored in field events yesterday, so hopefully she continues that. Malia continues doing well in the long jump, and we get everybody else firing on all cylinders as we come into the next week, which obviously is no team scores. We will have, you know, some people in maybe some different events at Lexington, but Lexington's going to be tough, because the teams that traditionally go to Kansas, to the relays down there, or to the KU invite, are at Lexington, because they went yesterday and today and tomorrow, I think, in Kansas.
Yep, exactly right. A week earlier this year, so that's always a tough one. At Lex, competition going to be pretty fierce, isn't it?
It is. It is, and that's exactly what we need right now. We need to have some compete against some really good teams, which we do week in and week out, but now maybe you throw in some people that we don't always see. We get to see the, you know, people bring some of their best athletes from the other classes, and that's great to see at Lexington. So this year, Lexington should again be one of those stellar meets for us.
And you get a chance to take some of your reserves, younger kids, over to the Hitchcock County Invite on Wednesday over in Trenton.
That'll be a great meet. We will take maybe just a couple more than we've been taking to the JV meets, just because of the way scheduling and everything works, and we have district music contest on Friday, so we may take a couple extra people to Hitchcock County. You know, we had a JV meet yesterday at Cambridge, and it was the Medicine Valley invite, and it was a great meet for our JV athletes. I keep having to explain to our JV athletes that now we're actually at varsity meets with the other classes, and so it takes a little bit to medal, and we did have one person to medal, and that was Sawyer Verbis in the high jump. She got fifth, and in the discus, Maya Meixner, who's a freshman for us, actually made finals in the discus and ended up eighth place, so that was great for our people that made finals or placed yesterday at that meet in Cambridge.